I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
The main damage was done in the first 11 minutes of the attack. And of the 105 that were killed on the West Virginia, 70 of them were below decks. Now, since our guns were not operating, I borrowed a fire hose from the ship next to us, the Tennessee, and tried to keep the fires from exploding new ammunition. But I looked around, saw these bodies, and my thought was, their parents will never know the details of how they spent their last hours on Earth. We had fireproof name tags and lanyards. So with a fire hose in one hand, I went around memorizing the names of the people that had been killed with a view at sending an account of each one of them to their parents, which I did. Actually, I was the postmaster on the ship at that time, and so I had access to their parents' address. So that's what I did during the latter part of the attack.
What? Tell us about what was in those letters.
Well, I might have exaggerated a little bit, but I told their parents how heroic they were, fighting right up to the last minute. Everybody that morning was a hero without any thought about their own lives. They tried to help others that needed help. So I told their parents that they could be very proud of their sons who died defending their ship and their shipmates.
You know, Jim, the natural human impulse is to run from attack, but you, along with your shipmates, you ran toward it. Speak to us about courage, and maybe as you've looked back and reflected on that, what does it take to sort of run to danger instead of run away from it?
Well, I was off the ship temporarily, and when I got word it was under attack, it never occurred to me to turn, go the other way, or hide. I'd been trained to fight. I had been paid to fight. So my thought was, I've got to get busy and do what I've been trained to do and what the American people expect out of me. So the idea of avoiding combat never even occurred to me or any of the people I knew.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.